The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, I am so glad that you are with us, and especially today, because we have a full house for you, and it's all about the blessing of free, nutritious meals served in our community, not only at the holidays, but throughout the year. So come on along. You know, perhaps you and your family or friends need these gifts of good meals, or maybe you want to be involved in providing these meals. Either way, it's going to be a blessing to you and a benefit. So as always, my guests have lots of good information for you. Lucas Sheets is with the Bonner Gospel Mission. Josh Butler is at the Hoot Owl Cafe. And Tim Yetter is here for Parkside Church. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, hey, my name is Barbara, and all of that is coming your way right after this first commercial break.
Winter is here. You can enjoy the snowy season with the new 2025 Ski-Doo snowmobile or $10,000 cash. Kalispell Casino and RV Resort in Cusick, Washington has your chance to sled your heart out in the Snowy Trails sweepstakes. Play with your Camus Rewards card and join us Friday, January 31st for your chance to ride home a $16,000 2025 Ski-Doo snowmobile or $10,000 cash.
Dear McDonald's, your breakfast menu? Fire. Tens across the board. I could be happy with anything, even though I order the same thing every time. Thanks for not judging me. I'll try something new next time. Maybe.
Buy one, get one for a dollar breakfast on favorites like toasty bagel sandwiches, hash browns, and more. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to thank our community for another great year. In the spirit of giving, from now until December 20th, we will give you $10 off any oil change with the donation of a new toy to the Lions Club Toy Drive, or at least two cans of food for the Bonner County Food Bank. Our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Give us a call at 208-263-4212 to schedule an appointment. Pierce Auto Center.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
The newly remodeled Roxy's invites you to Sandpoint's biggest toy drive party this Saturday. Live music with Sandpoint's favorites, the Maya Kohal Band at 7. Bring new unwrapped toys and cash donations are greatly appreciated. Celebrate the winter solstice, helping out the community. Sponsored by the Sandpoint Lions Club. See you at Roxy's and dance the night away on Pine this Saturday night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. All right, welcome to Lucas, Josh, and Tim. Thank you guys for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
All right, Josh, I'm going to start with you. When and how did the Hoot Owl Cafe start with these free meals?
So the Soup Kitchen was started about, I believe it was 10 years ago. It was Wendy's gift to her daughter, Savannah. Mm. So Savannah and her group of volunteers run the Soup Kitchen. The Hoot Owl just provides the space, drinks, and we provide a pot of soup each week.
So each week, and this is on Monday evenings, right?
Evenings from 4 to 6.
From 4 to 6. And I think everybody's got to know where the Hoot Owl Cafe is. I mean, big sign, all those cars, all those customers.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And who serves these meals?
It's just volunteers. There's a group of about a dozen regular volunteers who show up every week. Some of them bring meals, some of them come and serve. There's other people in the community that cook huge meals. Once a month they get smoked tri-tip and macaroni and cheese and all from one gentleman. So yeah, it's just a whole group of volunteers.
And it's well established for sure. So that's Monday. The other thing, before I move on a little bit, is that you are not serving Christmas, but you did a big meal for Thanksgiving to celebrate that holiday, didn't you?
So my whole goal in taking over the Hoot Owl was to keep it the same, right? It's not mine. It was given to me to steward for whatever the Lord sees fit. And they were doing a lot of community things when I came on, and I pledged myself to keep that going. So the Thanksgiving meal has been something that I didn't start.
Yeah.
I just carried it on. And even Wendy, who I bought the restaurant from, she still comes and cooks the Thanksgiving meal with me.
That is so cool. I love that. I love that continuity and that continuity with the Lord also. Faithfulness, I think, is what it's called. All right. Lucas?
Yes, ma'am. Lucas
Sheets, Bonner Gospel Mission. You have so many programs, and I want to get into them. But you have daily meals that
Absolutely.
You serve to your clients, to your residents. Can other people come in and enjoy that meal, or are those pretty much for the residents?
We generally keep that for the residents because that's their place that they get to be there and have the meals. Though we do have friends and family upon request or invitation that come and join us. And then we did a Thanksgiving meal as well where they were allowed to, you know, have their friends or their family come in and join us. But the daily meals that we do, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, are for, you know, anywhere between 8 to 14 guests that we have at the mission. So those amount of meals that get prepped and served out, they add up pretty quick.
They do indeed. And we're going to talk about how people can help you. But what I want to get out on the air, and we'll repeat this, is that you are doing this great big special community Christmas dinner that's coming up on Christmas Day. Tell our audience about it.
Sure. So the free community Christmas dinner is going to be at the Sandpoint Community Hall, and it's going to be from noon to 3 on Christmas Day. So that will be December 25th, and it is free for everyone. Just come one, come all, come to the Sandpoint Community Hall and enjoy some food and fellowship with everybody that's there. And this is a way that the Bonner Gospel Mission to give back to the community that has supported us for so long. Again, I think along with like Josh, this is not something that I've started or anything like that. It's been a long-standing tradition. I'm guessing, I think, about 30-so years going back. And we're just honored to keep that going and give back to the community that has kept us in working positions to help out men in this community. So it's kind of our gift back, and it's a great amount of fellowship.
It is indeed. You know, I remember years ago, a couple of times on the program, when I got to talk to Corky Calvin.
Oh, man.
And he, I know, Corky, tie him down. Every now and then, or not every now and then, he always called it a great big birthday party for Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, he is the reason for the season, and so we like to keep that going and celebrate and have a big old happy birthday, Jesus, meal for everybody to share.
Amen. So do you still need people to volunteer to either bring food or come and serve or set up or clean up this coming Christmas Day?
Well, as it goes with volunteers, I'm never going to turn somebody away. The same thing with food. We're doing really well. We always have such faithful givers and people that want to serve, though there are a couple of slots available. So if anybody here in this is really interested, they can give me a contact at the Bonner Gospel Mission, and we'll see where we can slot you in. You know, we can always use a few more sides or desserts, or somebody just want to drop by and help out, take some garbage or clear a table.
Exactly. Eat a piece of pie and then clean up.
That's right.
It's all good. All right, we're going to come back to that and more of the programs at the Bonner Gospel Mission, but I want to get Parkside Church in on this and Tim Yetter. Tim, welcome again to the program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So Parkside Church, first of all, people may not recognize Parkside Church, the name. You guys recently changed your name, so fill our audience in on that.
Yeah, thanks. We've been known in the area since 1948 as the Assembly of God of Sandpoint, and we recently changed our name to Parkside Church about a year and a half ago. We're over between the two parks, Great Northern and Travers, well, Centennial Park.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it's the big blue building back there. And yeah, so we've been in the community for 75 years, a little more 75 years.
All right. So Parkside Church, the new name, but it's still, well, many of your programs, of course, carry on. But the Monday evening dinner that you serve has not been changed, has it?
No, it hasn't, no. Yeah, we're still going strong with it. We've been serving for about 26 years or so, 98, something like that. I didn't start it either, just like these guys. The person that did start it is still faithfully serving every single week.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's doing a great job. But, yeah, we've been doing it for about 26, 25 years, something like that.
So remind our audience, it's Mondays, and at what time? And tell our audience again where Parkside is located, because I don't know that there's a street address. I just know it because it's between these two parks.
Yeah, it's 423 North Lincoln.
Okay.
It's pretty hard to find, I guess, sometimes. Google will take you there sometimes.
Yeah.
It's between the two parks. Yeah, 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday at right there at 423 North Lincoln.
Okay, I want to know, first of all, you had at Parkside a big, kind of a Christmas dinner on you have one coming up, Monday the 23rd. Yeah. Which is the evening before the Christmas Eve. All right. So what are you going to serve on Monday the 23rd that our listeners can say, I think I'll go in and get some of that?
Yeah, I think we have some pretty big roasts, honestly. I saw them in the freezer yesterday, two big beef roasts. So we're going to serve up with some potatoes and some other vegetables, gravy as well.
There
will be pie.
I think a guy made up this menu, right? Meat, potatoes. Did I hear veg in there?
There. I think there is a vegetable. carrots, maybe green beans. I'm not the cook.
The beef ate vegetables.
Yeah.
He did. He ate all that grass. I love it. So Mondays, and that's every Monday.
Every Monday, yeah.
At 4 o'clock?
4 to 6 every Monday. We'll be having the Christmas Eve dinner, but we do take the holidays off sometimes. So the following two Mondays will not be, we won't be serving, but then we'll start right back up in January.
All right. Excellent. Well, let me bring it back to Lucas, and I'm going to give you all this question opportunity to comment, because each of you have mentioned that you are carrying on a tradition for the Lord, for the community, for your organization, and you're faithfully serving. So what inspires you, Lucas, to keep going, to carry on with this and to carry on with the effort that it takes?
Yeah, well, I mean, there'd probably be a lot of things that I would want to nail down for this. But when you're at those institutions, and I'm going to just speak as the Bonner Gospel Mission, you see the amount of real healing and effect that you have on the guys that come through, the men that come into the mission and get a chance to get food, shelter, clothing, and start rebuilding their lives, all under this idea of the gospel presentation, that once they put Jesus Christ first in their life, that they're going to be able to have better outcomes. They're going to be able to stop taking those same pathways that they have in the past. And so when you are involved and you see how these programs, giving them food and meals, make such a difference in their lives, just having a fellowship, having a warm hand and friend to shake and to sit down and break some bread with, it really is transformative in their lives. And so when you're talking, you do that community-wide on a large basis, boy, it just fills you up with so much joy to see the amount of fellowship and the love that we can have for each other in the community. And it's not something that you want to give up lightly, especially once you've been doing it for so many years, and the amount of joy and the returns. The people that come that serve every year and come and join at those dinners or those meals that come every week, it's something that you should cherish and that we should, as Josh said, be good stewards of and continue on.
You know, I'm reminded, Lucas, listening to you, that and our audience to know, if they don't know this yet, is yes, the blessings go out to the people who receive the food, and they have this fellowship and this love of Christ surrounds them through people, but those benefits come back to you. God promises that if you do this, I'm going to bless you, Lucas, and your team, and Josh and your team, and Tim and his family there serving at Parkside. God says, you know, I am going to show you favor and show you blessings. So that's Amen. An encouragement, isn't it, for all of us?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're looking to get into service, you're not just blessing those that you are doing the service for. You get quite a bit of blessing yourself when you get down and you do the feet washing yourself.
Exactly. That's really good. Well, Josh, kind of the same question to you, but from a different angle. I mean, you see people once a week. Do you see the same people come in, or are there always new people? Because Lucas has got like a residential thing going on. You've got more of a mixed group coming in.
I'm not there every Monday.
Okay.
They honestly don't usually need my help. But we do see a lot of the same regulars.
Mm-hmm.
I would say a good majority of them are there weekly. So yeah, you see the same people coming, and you get to see what's happening in their life week by week. And sometimes you actually get to see like the instantaneous, like brightness that comes to them from getting a meal. Mm-hmm. So same thing like Lucas said, is it's just as much a blessing for those feeding, for those that are receiving.
That's so true. I'm going to give you a minute to think about this while I ask Tim a question. But if there's anyone that comes to your mind, Josh, who, I don't know, recently or even years, a couple of years ago, whatever, who it's a particularly good story or just a real blessing to remember how that person was blessed. So, Tim, kind of the same, do you see mostly families with kids, or do you see kind of people more alone who are reaching out against loneliness, or who do you usually see?
Yeah, it's really a mix, honestly. And it depends on what time of year it is too. There are the regulars, the families that come in with some kids, and there's even a lot of people that attend the church that come in just to be with people in fellowship and eat. Right. You know, like the dinner table is a place where we can really commune together in a way that's different than just like sitting and talking, like even in a coffee shop, you know. But we do get a lot of the same regulars back to back every week, because there is a community of people outside of just a Sunday morning crowd that come to, just to dinner. And they do interact with a lot of people that attend the church, you know. So you'll have people that come on Sundays that want to come and wash dishes, but they'll go out there and eat with people because they get a free dinner too, and they love just fellowshipping with people.
I was just going to say, it's so cool to go and sit down with people and welcome them and kind of get a little bit of their story or share your story.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's that connection, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially, you know, in the summertime, we'll get, I don't know if you guys see this, but we'll get like some guys that are more transient,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be walking by the church, and we'll go out there and be like, hey, come and eat with us, man. And they sort of are, you know, look at me like I'm a psycho a little bit, but then they'll come and they'll eat. And then you get to hear their story. And it's, you know, sometimes you'll be sitting there listening to them because, you know, nobody will just sit down and listen to them over food. And you hear what has happened to them in their life, and your heart just breaks for them. And it gives you really, a really great opportunity to share the hope of Jesus with them. You know, in every one of our gathering meals, we take about a 5-minute time to talk about Jesus. So mm-hmm. we have a Jesus story, every single one of them, with some, you know, worship music playing in the background. to try to get them to just hear the hope of the gospel every single time a person's in it. Because we don't know who's going to be there necessarily. It can switch from season to season, week to week. But for the most part, there are some regulars that come. And then we'll encourage them, hey, share with someone how you're struggling with this or how you could pray for someone at your table.
Yeah. It's amazing if you ask somebody, can I pray for you? I'm trying to think if anybody, maybe there's been a few people that have said, no, that's okay. But you know they really want to say yes. I mean, almost everybody says, yes, can I pray for you? It's like, yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they don't even know really clearly in their heart who I'm praying to, but there's something about that connection. Yeah, that's really so cool. All right, I am amazed we're up against our second break. We're going to take that right now.
Did you know Pro-X Home Center is the largest regional in-stock supplier of Schluter shower systems? With a comprehensive family of products, including waterproofing membranes, drains, and building panels, Schluter is designed to eliminate the potential for leakage and mold growth, giving you a beautiful, functional custom shower for any space. Treat yourself to a Schluter shower system this year. Pro-X Home Center, serving Boundary, Bonner, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
The Murphy bed is a truly instant guest bed. You can convert it from a handsome cabinet to a comfy queen bed in less than a minute. When it's all closed, it takes up less than 10 square feet of floor space with a gel memory foam mattress. Perfect for a loft area, bonus room, or rental property. Offered in several styles and finishes, it's easy to use, easy to love. Visit our 30,000 square feet of home furnishings and flooring. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. We're unique, we're different, and we're worth the drive.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest savings book on its way to your mailbox or pick up a copy in-store. Save big in the bonus zone. Owner's Choice 30-roll bath tissue or 12-roll paper towels are just $19.99. Sterilite 18 and 30-gallon totes are $5.99 and $9.99. Plus, stock up on pantry essentials. Find great savings on Frito-Lay party-sized bags, Blue Diamond bagged almonds, Dawn dish soap, and more. Save now with Christmas holiday savings only at Bi-Mart.
I use my phone for everything, and now with my Ascend checking from P1FCU, I can do even more. I can deposit checks or pay for things with my mobile wallet. Plus, with my Ascend checking, I can earn 3.5% APY of my monthly balance. And when my clumsiness gets the best of me and my phone finally does break, I have free cell phone insurance through my Ascend checking. What's not to love? Open your Ascend checking account at p1fcu.org and start earning today. APY is the annual percentage yield.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. You heard the laughter. You know, there are sometimes folks that I think we need to leave the microphones on during the commercial break because we can have a lot of fun in here. But we've got fun going on for you right now. We have got Lucas Sheets with the Bonner A Gospel Mission. We have Josh Butler. He's with the Hoot Owl Cafe. And we have Tim Yetter, and he's with Parkside Church. They're here to tell you about the meals and the service, other services that they have for you in the community. But we've got meals coming up, Josh, next Monday at the Hoot Owl on the 23rd. Is there a meal going to be at your place?
I'm confirming that now.
All right. We'll ask Tim. Next Monday, the 23rd of December, a meal at Parkside.
Meal at Parkside, 4 to 6. Yeah, we're going to have roast beef with potatoes and carrots and maybe green beans and a little gift for people when they come.
Oh, and a gift. I love it. So, okay, they've got some green stuff on that plate for you, green beans. And 4 to 6 at Parkside Church, which is between the, it's up north if you just go past the Y on Lincoln and start looking to your left.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's yeah, look to your left. Of, we have a sign right on the road.
Right on Lincoln, there's a sign.
Yeah, right on Lincoln. It's a small sign, but it's there.
If you, you look, it's there. Yeah. If you diligently seek, you will find.
That's right.
All right, that's Parkside. Do we have a Monday, the 23rd of December, Monday evening meal coming up at the Hoot Owl?
Still waiting.
All right, we're still waiting. Well, let's just say yes, and people can show up. Why not? Let's just show up. If they show up, they will have food. But the big event coming up in 2 days after that is Christmas Day with Bonner Gospel Mission. Tell our audience about that event.
So we have our Christmas dinner at the Sandpoint Community Hall, where everybody is welcome to come and join, share some fellowship and some great food. Getting the lineup right now. We have turkeys, we have hams, we'll have green bean casseroles, mashed potatoes and gravy.
We have those green beans.
That's right, yes. Plus the people that are coming and donating and bringing food, you know, they have a little bit of flexibility to bring aside.
I have seen the dessert table. The dessert table is like a happening pie, cake, cookies,
oh man, yes,
candy yeah, we, place. It's
we
like
get blessed.
A sugar bonanza.
Yeah, and we'll definitely limit it to just one.
Just
maybe.
We only get one dessert.
No, I'm just joking.
Do you ever run out of food?
We have come close some years, but the Lord has always provided. I think we have a couple of notes in the years, like, okay, well, we did 6 turkeys. Maybe we'll do 7 next year.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, that sounds good. And you're a restaurant at the Hoot Owl, so I just can't see you guys running out of food. You can always run back in the kitchen and get more something out.
Yeah, that's my my biggest fear in this world is running out of food.
Oh my goodness!
Okay, so yes, they are. The Soup Kitchen will be running the next 2 Mondays.
Yes, the next 2 Mondays. So that's the 23rd and the 30th.
Right.
Monday the 30th, and we also have the 23rd happening at Parkside. All right, I have another question. Oh, do you have a special story, Josh?
I actually have a story that's actually points towards the gospel mission and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Hoot Owl, we do as much as we can in the community. Me and the crew, the way that we see it is we're as much a community asset as we are a business. We try to keep our prices as low as we can to, you know, even if you can't go out to eat, you can go out to eat at the Hoot Owl. And we do things, Thanksgiving being our biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
But the work that they're doing there at the Gospel Mission has actually provided me with the ability to be able to speak into these men's lives and to teach them a skill and to give them employment that I mean, the sense of pride that gives a man is, you can't
can
replace
that. You can actually hire and train for transitions for people. That's
right.
So cool.
Yeah. And so the biggest success story that we have is the gentleman that we're training up to be our general manager. NASA came from the Gospel Mission, came to us the complete opposite of the man that he is today. And now, just to see the growth that he's had through these programs that happen in the community, and to be able to speak into that and to be able to see that. Being somebody who tries to speak life into Christian men or into non-believing men,
mm-hmm.
It can get disheartening at times because you don't get that NASA story very often.
Right.
You don't get to see the effort and love that you've poured into this man actually create something.
But somebody else might harvest it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So just to be able to see that and to be able to be a part of that, I mean, that's what the mission does. That's what feeding the community does. You get to sow into the lives of somebody that you may not be able to in any other circumstance.
Right.
And as believers, that's what we're called to do. Right? Get down there and fight that fight.
Exactly. And Parkside, quote unquote, fights that fight every Sunday, Monday night dinners, and other programs. I know there are other programs at Parkside. How can people find out what is going on at Parkside and maybe come alongside you or help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anybody could go to our website at myparkside.church and check out a lot of different events that are going on there, service times, that sort of thing. Facebook is always updated with different events, and even sometimes menu for Monday night dinner. Or we also have another dinner Tuesday night in Sandpoint here that is followed by a Celebrate Recovery meeting every single Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a dinner. We serve the same menu as Monday night dinner has. So a lot of people come just to that, and they just don't come to the meeting, but they're always free and welcome to have a meeting.
Where are those meetings held?
At 423 North Lincoln.
So they are at the church. Yeah. Okay. So myparkside.church is the website. People can Google that or whatever search engine, Brave, whatever they use, myparkside.church, and they can find out all about those programs. Absolutely. You guys also, maybe other churches also, our church has Grief Share. And I found out about that a couple of years ago when our church started it and found out that it had been originally at, or not originally, but it was also at Parkside.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. This is really cool. No matter when the loss or whatever the loss has happened, even if years have passed, Grief Share is an amazing way
Absolutely.
Of, you know, talking to people. All right, Bonner Gospel Mission. See, yeah, your program is you've just got, you must see more transitions than these gentlemen do, well, at least more than Josh. Because of the restaurant, the In-N-Out. But
yeah.
You see these residents every day over time.
Absolutely, yeah. When we have men in need that come to the mission and they get admitted into the mission as guests, we see them every day. And in fact, we run a daily Bible study in the mornings with them for an hour. That goes along with the food and the shelter and the preaching of the gospel every day with them. Time for us to share, open up God's word, and mine it for the truths that are in there and get it
you know,
pour into them.
Yes. I don't know how to say this, mislead. I just got to catch to mislead our audience. You know, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, and you know, it is always the love of Christ, to be serious, but there are disappointments.
Absolutely.
You know, there are times when we try and, you know, things just don't go. So I'm thinking of you, Lucas, and your staff, your team, your board of directors. How do you encourage each other when the disappointments come that you carry on?
Well, probably the best way to go about that is to understand our mission while we're here on earth. You know, Christ tells us in Matthew 28 to go out and to preach and to teach and make disciples and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so it's an ever-going mission. And when you go back to some of Christ's teachings, we already kind of brought it up a little bit, is the parable of the sower. You know, when you're casting those seeds out, you're not exactly sure what soil it's going to land on. And it is our job to continually cast, whether it lands on the rocky soil, the fertile soil, the ones that's choked with weeds, even the path that is broken down and really beat down and hardened. It's still our job as Christians to go out and do so. And so we know that God is the one that does the growing in that situation. And so we put our trust and our faith in him that even though we might not see the seed germinate and pull up and start producing fruit right away, but that's where our faith kicks in, to know that God is involved in each and every one of those.
Exactly. You know, Tim, while I was listening to Lucas, it occurred to me that Jesus had a lot of disappointments that happened. The first one that occurred to me was Nicodemus. I mean, talk about, you know, overcoming disappointments no matter what was going on.
Oh, yeah. One of his good friends sort of backstabbing him a little bit.
That one too.
Yeah, he had a lot of disappointments.
Judas,
but he had a lot of victories, too.
We can name that boy, yeah.
No, and I totally agree with you, man. We got to remember why we're here and why we're doing what we're doing. You know, if it's just us serving up a meal, the first time someone complains about the food or it's too salty, right. You want to throw in the towel. But you remember, you know, we're not doing this just because we're trying to necessarily fill bellies. We want to connect them with something beyond just tangible food, the food that never perishes, right? And so, you know, we're guided by Matthew 25. I love you brought Matthew 28. Matthew 25, yeah. When Jesus comes back, is something that we constantly try to remember. And he's saying that, you know, he's separating the sheep from the goats. And he says, you know, all the sheep are on his right. And he's like, hey, when I was hungry, you gave me some food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was sick and in prison, you visited me.
Yeah.
And those are the main guiders of our church in all the ministries that we do. This is why we're here, is to use these tangible paths to demonstrate the gospel to people in really difficult times for some people, and maybe just, you know, normal everyday times with some people. We could still use food, the dinner table, connect with them, tell them about Jesus so they can help experience his presence through us. And that's what brings life change, really, is those times when people experience Jesus through the tangible things of life.
Yeah. There is something about food, isn't there? There's something about sharing food. Of course, we all think of
the most important things happen around a meal.
It's true. This is where we, you know, we comfort each other. I mean, within our families, we comfort. My mother always wanted to feed you. I mean, it was like walk in the door. It's like eat. I can't eat. I just whatever. But it's like love. There's a way people express love through food. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. All right. We are up against our last break. Got to take it. You know, we do a lot of good talk here, but we got to go make a little money, don't we? Yeah, we got to do it. So we're going to do that right now.
Hi, this is Chief Corey Kuhn. On behalf of the Sandpoint Police Department, we would like to thank our citizens for their continued support. We can't express enough how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. We look forward to working together throughout the upcoming year and wish each and every one of you a happy and safe holiday season.
Hi, this is Captain Rick Bailey. Remember, if you're out celebrating with your friends and family this holiday season, to have a designated driver for a safe ride home. And the next time you're online, like us on Facebook at Sandpoint Police Department.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo will fix the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. ID HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
As 2024 winds down, we at the Ponderay Winery want to give thanks to our community and local patrons who continue to support us. So to end the year with a bang, we've decided to make our always popular 2022 Cabernet Franc December's Wine of the Month. Our Cabernet Franc showcases three outstanding vineyards from Washington State and consistently rates as one of the top-selling wines for Ponderay Winery. Check us out at powine.com to see what's happening this month, or better yet, come into 301 Cedar Street in downtown Sandpoint and relax with a glass of award-winning wine. Happy holidays from all of us at the Ponderay Winery.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online, at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
News Talk 97.1.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, welcome in. We have got it going on for you today. Some wonderful ideas of how you can be served. If you want to have free meals and free food for your family on Monday evenings at the Hoodow Cafe or at Parkside Church, and if you know someone who needs to be referred maybe to the Bonner Gospel Mission, do you know someone who's living rough or having a rough life and they need some help, they need some brothers to come around them? This is a men's only group, and so if you know someone, they need some brothers in Christ to encircle them, whether they are believers or not, maybe the Bonner Gospel Mission is here to serve you. So I want to ask, and since I'm talking about the Bonner Gospel Mission, Lucas, how can people help you? What are the various ways that people that are listening can come alongside you?
I think we'll stick with the food theme that we have going here. Not only do we have donations accepted for our Christmas dinner, right, to feed so many people in the community, but the guys that are there at the mission to receive a home-cooked meal, to have somebody go out of their way and out of take the time to put that love, right, that love ingredient into a meal and drop it off, it really speaks volumes to the amount of care that somebody would do that they would take that time out of their day and just prep two meals for dinner. One can be for your family, and the other one could be for the men at the Bonner Gospel Mission. It goes a long way to show that they're not forgotten, that they're not just, on the outside or the outskirts of society, that they're being welcomed in, and the Gospel Mission can be an avenue for people to do that. We talked earlier about, how serving is not just a blessing to those that you're serving.
Exactly.
It's a blessing to those that are providing that service as well. And if you haven't tried it before, I really encourage you to go ahead and serve that way. Bring a casserole, even if they can't eat it that night, we got freezer space. We can freeze a casserole and warm it up and have it for another time. So that would be one real good way that not only provides with, the physical needs of needing to eat for the guys that we have at the mission, but it's a way of showing that care that you have for those that are, they just need a helping hand.
And maybe somebody's out there listening and say, look, I cannot bring a full meal for 14 guys because you guys eat a lot, but I can bring a big side dish of macaroni and cheese,
Sure.
Or I can bring three loaves of homemade bread with jam or just something.
Yeah, or,
Or salad.
Canned foods. Oh, yeah, salad, sir.
Please, yep, can Barbara. We get salad in on this?
I guarantee you the guys
my
will
meat
them.
Eats salad before it's meat.
I love it. All right, Tim, coming to you, the same question. How can people come alongside Parkside Church and help you do what you do?
Yeah, we are always looking for food donations, whether it's for a dinner or for a food pantry that we have at the church to help people in need. People can give monetarily as well to help us. It takes resources to make it happen. And people can come serve too. Pretty much everybody's qualified to serve, to scoop food onto a plate, or do dishes, I guess. I it's one of my favorite things to do, honestly, on a Monday night is do dishes. But sometimes we think that we can't have a spot or that there's no need for it, but we'll always make room for a person to come that wants to scoop food, talk to people, do dishes, give some food. There's always a way to do it.
What a better season than Christmas. This is just a great time to reach out and to love on people and to do something. And boy, parents, this is a super good way to model for your kids, a way of giving and loving during the holiday season. And who knows, it may become a habit as you move on into the new year. And it becomes something that your family does every week. Whether it's through, and there are other organizations that do food and make meals and serve other churches, of course. So, find your place and make it a habit. What about the Hoodow Cafe? We think of the Hoodow as a business, but I love it that you pointed out, Josh, what a service it is also to the community. So how can people help the Hoodow?
As far as the soup kitchen goes, the biggest need that I've ever heard out of them is prayer. Anybody that does what we do and what they do is we're always needing to be covered in prayer. Always.
Amen.
We're out there
fighting a fight that not everybody necessarily is called to fight the fight the way that we do, but I mean, if you've been saved, you have the Holy Spirit and you can't be the same, right? Yeah. You have to act on that. So prayer for sure, always. And the biggest need that I've seen in the soup kitchen is people to just come and sit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to serve food or do dishes or sweep the floor, but just come and sit with somebody. If you see somebody eating dinner by themselves, come sit with them, speak with them, pray with them. That's the biggest need that I think that they need. And what a lot of people don't know is that we do a lot of fundraisers.
Mm.
We have a program established within the restaurant that we will raise funds for.
Like golf, you mean? Or what kind of fundraisers?
No, we'll do a meal and a silent auction.
And they are having a fundraiser and you're helping with that, coming like alongside that organization.
We did one recently for the Kokolala Bible Camp.
Oh, okay.
They needed a new floor for their gym, so we did a fundraiser with them. We did a fundraiser. A friend of ours was very, very ill with a very strange disease, and so we did a fundraiser for him so he could go and get the stem cells that he needed to live.
So the fundraiser could use the Hudal facility
right. In
your kitchen.
Right. We provide the food. We will staff the kitchen. We ask that you bring people to help with the front of the house, and if you want to do a silent auction or dessert auction or whatever, you know, you organize that. But the building, the food, the drinks, we will do that.
That is so cool. All right. That's Josh talking from the Hoot Owl. I love that you brought up prayer and the power of prayer. I can't believe that hadn't come up already. We assume, don't we? We did talk about praying with people. When you sit with them and share a meal to pray with them, but to pray over the programs, right, Tim? For people, I'm sure at church on Sundays, your whole church prays over the programs that you're offering to the community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Prayer is the thing that makes all the things in the background keep going and brings the power of God into it, and so. Yeah, thanks for Jesus juking me there, buddy. I'm just kidding. Told you.
Told it.
We should. Prayer is the number one resource that we definitely need to rely upon in all the things that we do at all times. We always are welcoming people's prayers for it to be beyond just feeding a belly, but feeding a soul.
Yeah.
For the kingdom. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's what we do, right? We meet a physical need in order to be able to meet the spiritual need.
The spiritual need, right.
Ears are opened a lot more quickly when they have a full belly.
Exactly. Yeah. People are happy and celebrating. Yeah. 30 seconds. Give us the lowdown again, Lucas, on the Christmas dinner coming. You were a poet because you said it's for come one, come all to the Sandpoint Community Hall.
Oh, you nailed it.
You said that.
I did say that. And it's true. Everybody is welcome. December 25th on Christmas Day. Let us celebrate Jesus coming into this world with some food. And let us have a great time of fellowship from noon to 3, Sandpoint Community Hall. Come and join us.
I love it. Noon to 3 on Christmas Day, Sandpoint Community Hall. Happy birthday, Jesus. Well, all right. That's the program for today. Thanks again to each of you, Bonner Gospel Mission, Hoot Owl Cafe, Parkside Church, for all that you and your teams do. Next week, we'll talk with Senior Pastor Ken Lawrence and Youth Pastor Will Bush. It's Christmas, and so we're celebrating the season with Jesus for believers, seekers, really everyone. Have questions? So here's like an example. I know it's an example. Like, why were the shepherds so despised? I mean, really, they were just totally hated. So, and then they were the first ones to get the good news. So I want the pastors to talk about that. Here's another one. Joseph. You don't hear that much about Joseph, but he was an amazing man. He was an amazing husband and father. So we want to, he's worthy for a lot more attention. So anyway, maybe I'll get to some of your questions. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a question for the pastors, people are welcome. Come on, try to stump them. Anyway, thanks everybody for coming along with us today. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying, please take care, slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.